Thanks so much for listening to the Ridge Community Church podcast. My name is John. I'm one of the pastors on staff at the Ridge, and our vision is to bring the hope of Jesus into every home. So as a piece of that, our goal each week is to bring you something that's hopeful and helpful. So subscribe to this podcast to make sure you don't miss any hopeful and helpful conversations. Hey, everyone, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Ridge podcast. If you find today's episode hopeful and helpful, please follow or subscribe and then rate and review so that more people can find the conversation. Now, today, I got to share with all of you a conversation that I had with Brody Swanson. Brody is the adult discipleship director at The Ridge. And in the first half of our conversation, we talk about the challenges that come with a busy season, particularly Christmas season. And, you know, how do you handle the pressure of the Christmas season? How do you deal with being really busy just in general? This is part one of my conversation with Brody. I'll tell you we are recording.
Yep, that we're recording.
I will cut out this little part where I'm telling you to click the button, but
okay. All right. That works.
Yeah. Hi, Brody. Thanks for coming on to the Ridge podcast.
Hey, thanks for having me. This is great.
Yeah. I mean, it's fun to have you on for the first time, and as I'm sure there'll be many more, right?
So.
It's been fun.
Well, we'll soon know.
Yeah. It was fun when I came back in October and actually got to meet you face to face because we had so many meetings, just over Zoom or whatever, that it's like, oh, I've met you kind of.
Yes. Now you're standing in front of me. I can see the rest of you. That's, you
yes,
know,
exactly. Not... but for those that haven't had a chance to meet you, Brody, could you share maybe something about like what you do at The Ridge?
Yeah. I've only been on staff here for about 6 months, but, been working in churches for a long time. I get to work with people who want to take a next step. If they say, hey, I want to follow Jesus, I want to follow him more closely, I want to know how that works for me, then I get to help that happen. And I work with a lot of people, and some of that's in groups, but others, it's just in one-on-one conversations saying, how does this happen? So love what I get to do.
I love that. I love the specific nature of that, right? So like, it's not this, this general, like this, I'm sure there's a title, right? I know you have a title, but but you didn't like reference this, like, oh, here's this title that people hear and they're like, that's great, but I have no idea what that means. It's like, it's like, oh, cool. Like, that's a very tangible thing. Like, man, I just help people that just grow a little bit, take a step. I love that.
Yeah. And it's what we all need. So.
Right. Yeah. Regardless of where you are in terms of how long you've been following Jesus, or if you're not following at all and you're just like, man, I just want to grow a little bit in this area of my life. So I think that during this time of year, right, as we're, you know, smack dab in the middle of December, of Christmas season, of holiday season, it can become more challenging to take steps, or because there's like so many different things happening, right? You know, you've got relatives, you've got connections, you've got things you got to shop for, you've got all these parties and obligations. Well, maybe starting off, like, knowing that is a context for maybe our conversation, how in just in general do you feel about Christmas and the Christmas season?
It's always a dangerous question to ask somebody, isn't it? How do you feel about Christmas?
I want to open it up because I feel like it's fair. Like, if somebody's like, you know what, I'm just not into Christmas. Yeah. Like, that's fair. Like, that's fair. Like, and that's like a helpful context for like, okay, well, like, why? Like, what did something happen during Christmas? You know what I mean? There's just like so many different ways that goes.
I think that's super fair. In this season of my life, I really am enjoying Christmas. There have been seasons where I'm like, I think I'd rather it just be January already. But I feel like I enjoy kind of the hustle and bustle that goes around it, but I also enjoy kind of how our home has been created so that we try to do it differently than we used to. And so it's been fun. I enjoy the movies. I enjoy the food way too much. And all those different things, little glass of eggnog with a Christmas tree light and, you know, the fireplace on YouTube, might be a good thing for me. So, I was surprised
when I got older and started talking to people about Christmas food, because I feel like when you're in, like, you know, high school, college, maybe you don't talk a ton about Christmas food as like a casual conversation.
No, you just eat it.
Right. Exactly. Eggnog is a polarizing topic. And we do not have to go into this, but I love eggnog, and I know people who cannot stand eggnog. They're like, what is this gross thing you're talking about?
They don't like the texture. I don't think, but you know, if it's super cold, which I make sure it's super cold and it's just a small glass and sit in a nice quiet room, I don't know which I like more, the quiet room with the Christmas lights or the eggnog, or maybe just the combination, all of it. It works for me.
Yeah. That's your Christmas hack. I am curious before we, and you don't have to go into like too much detail about like the season or anything like that, but I do want to take it just a quick second, 'cause I think it plays into our conversation today pretty well. You mentioned there have definitely been times where you're like, I just wish it was January.
Yeah.
If somebody's in that season right now and they're like, gosh, another Christmas season, or is there any, I don't know if it's an encouragement or if it's like a, hey, this is what was helpful for me or something like that to get to a place where, I don't know, maybe it's the season's a little bit easier.
Yeah. I think there are seasons in our life depending. I mean, I went to the auto mechanic the other day, had to stop in, and he suddenly just tells me his story. I'm just standing there and he's behind the counter and he's like, yeah, my dad died on Christmas Eve and now the season is really hard. And I was like, wow, I don't know you, but I appreciate you telling me that. But the reality is that there's a lot of that kind of stuff for a lot of people. And sometimes for a few years, maybe just a year, maybe more than that, you just have to muddle your way through and you have to be able to say, how do I give myself the grace not to be happy and excited and joyous, knowing that maybe sometime in the future, I'll be able to do this different. There's some of us who, you know, we go in with expectations then and say, okay, I'm supposed to be happy and I'm supposed to be excited, but that's not really where I'm at internally. And so I just want to turn it all off. And I guess what I'd encourage somebody to do with that is find life-giving people and let the season be about being with those life-giving people periodically, so that even though you can't manufacture that joy and stuff inside of you, that maybe you can find some peace and some uplifting moments and some positivity. And I mean, I know in my job I'm supposed to say this, I honestly believe it, is that when you say, God, I'm not sure what to do with this season, can you help me? I think he listens and I think he answers. And so part of being in a difficult space where you just wish you could skip it all is figuring out, hey, is this just this year or is this me permanently? And where does God play into that in a conversation, knowing he's not going to have some super audible voice out of heaven, but in that still small voice and through things around us, he can change that season for us from being one that we dread to maybe one that we can find some positivity in.
Man, that is the most like succinct, like 3 or 4 point like section of answer. Like that was incredible. Like you're like, 'cause you touched on so many good things like that are so helpful and so practical, right? Like one, acknowledge it's okay. Like, hey, you know what? This is the reality of the situation. I'm not super chipper right now. Like this is a hard time and that's okay. And not feeling like you have to be like, oh, it's Christmas, so I have to be like fake joy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like this painted on smile, but the eyes are like dead inside. You know what I mean? Like, maybe that's too dark right there.
I wasn't going to go down there with you,
right,
but okay.
Yeah, yeah. And then acknowledging, and then like, but not doing that alone, you know, making sure that there are people in your life that, and that may even be its own challenge for some people, right? But, but being around people and not, I think part of that is like people can sometimes feel like they're a burden when they're in that type of thing. And I think it's like, that's friendship and that's community and that's family to some extent. Hopefully your family's in that situation, but, involving God. I mean, you're right. That is our answer, right? We gotta say, but it's like, there's a reason why we say it. And that's because we've experienced it to be true.
And I think one added aspect of this that we're not touching on is if you're a parent of young kids and you feel that, like you said, dead inside, it's a whole different ballgame. And you just need to find people to surround yourself with, maybe families that can help prop up during the season, just being honest about that, because that's a whole other thing, trying to be happy for kids that you want to be happy because maybe their life isn't great, but you're trying not to be disingenuous to yourself. And I think that's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, now we have our next 4 podcast topics.
There we go.
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay. So, away from the like kind of, I call it blue Christmas mentality, right? And like the blue Christmas feeling is the like just the chaos and the busyness that is Christmas time, the holidays, even I would say up until maybe the second or third day, especially if you're a family of January, right? Where maybe your kids get back into school and stuff like that. I mean, busy seasons, and we can talk about it in generally before we even go specific into the holidays, like busy seasons can be really challenging. I don't think that's a shocking statement to anybody that's listening. They're like, oh, wow.
That's profound.
You know what I heard on this podcast today? Busy seasons are challenging. is when you think about that, and when you think about the like busy seasons of your life, is there any overall like themes or concerns or things you're like, wow, I really wish I had been more this, or I would encourage people to be cautious of this when they were about to go into a busy season or they were in one?
I think the first thing is to make sure that it's a season, because some people say, hey, I'm in a busy season, and then next month they say the same thing, and the next month they say the same thing, and really what they have is an overprogrammed life. And so to sit back and be honest about, is this a busy season? And if I know that busy season is coming, can I get ahead of it so that we know during that season, here's how it's going to affect my life. Here's how it's going to affect the people around me, whether it's family or friends. And then when is it going to end? Or is there not an end to it? And I think that's the first thing that I look at, is to go, okay, I have a lot of people in my life that say they have a busy season, and really they just have a busy life all the time. And
how can you tell the difference? Is there anything that, because for some people it may be just the norm, right? Where they're like, oh, that's just life. Life is just, you know, 10-hour days and then busy afternoons, you know?
How do you tell the difference? That's a great question. I don't know that I have a great answer for it, but here's some of the telltale signs for me, especially when it's when we have friends and we're like, hey, when do we want to get together? Well, this is a busy season for us right now. And then we look at January and, oh, we've got all this. Let's look at February. And pretty soon you're 6 months out. You know, it's a busy life. And I think when it's constantly, you're feeling like somebody's rolling in late and leaving early and the brain space isn't there, then it doesn't make them a bad person. It just calls into question whether they're being intentional with their life or if their life is running them.
Yeah. Okay. Well, all right. Tweet that. Can you still say tweet that, or is it now? Do you still tweet on X? I don't know.
I'll leave that to you. You're the expert.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Yeah. I'll wade through those waters. thank you. Okay. So you say intentional with your season, right? What does that mean?
So can I just take that December to January 3rd or 4th season kind of use it as an example? I think that when I look at that season coming up, first of all, I know that when you're in a church world, that's going to be a busy season between Thanksgiving and maybe even the middle of January. And so the question that we have to ask is, what kind of life do we want to live in the busy season? And we've had to, this will be just a phrase, but it's not whatever it, we tried to reimagine what Christmas looks like at our house and say, okay, when I was growing up, it was all the school programs, which thankfully school districts have gotten smart and they're starting to put them in January. And what about all of the dinners that you get invited to and the parties that you're going to get invited to? And we've started to say, okay, let's start with what we want life to look like. And then we're going to have to say no to a number of things. And probably the ones that are nice to go to because they're nice things, and say no to those, like the nice company Christmas dinner that they're probably going to put filet mignon on your plate and you're going to feel really good about it. And we say no to that for the sake that we want to say yes to, hey, the families in our neighborhood are having a get together with a white elephant and the kids are going to be running around and they're absolutely insane, but we want to be part of that. And so it's figuring out what is it that we think is important and trying to make sure that we have room to say yes to that, which means that we're going to have to say no to some other things. That makes sense?
Totally. I think that's super powerful. I think that saying no is challenging when you have free space, right? Because we just like, oh, I can, you know what I mean? But does that mean you should, you know?
That is the question. I mean, we all have the ability to do almost anything we want within boundaries, but what's best is often the harder question.
Yeah. Hmm. Okay. So what was helpful, like you're talking about like reimagining Christmas with your family.
Yeah.
What type of, like, what was that process like? Was that just like, oh, I'm going to dream and jot it down on a notepad. I'm just like, actually, I've seen the movies and this is what the movies look like. And so I want that. Like, what did that look like?
Well, it looks a lot of like the adults in the room are saying, we can't do Christmas like this again. And the kids in the room saying, oh, we want to do everything. And finally saying, hey, what's important to us? And then without having a family meeting and voting on anything, trying to listen to what's important to the kids too, and trying to see how much can we fit and what are we going to do? And it goes back to not only planning schedule, but it's also, hey, what about our finances? What do we have the ability to spend that's not going to make us live with regret in January? It's just getting really intentional with that whole season and trying to be as transparent as possible with that. And so we first had to make the decision that we wanted Christmas to be something different. And then we started to say, how could we do that in a way that we could replicate, that it just wasn't up for grabs every year? And so we have certain traditions that we do that help keep us grounded, that, hey, Christmas is here. And no, it's not going to kill us, but there's some special things that recognize the uniqueness of individuals and what they like and what they don't like, and including a little bit of surprise and things and fun. And then we have rhythms to our month and our days that help us just to enter the season without having to be at the mercy of everybody that wants us to say yes.
I'm super curious. So I think one of the most underrated challenging aspects of like why it's so busy is because there's like, I feel like a constant pressure, right? And that's, whether that's the expectations of other people, whether that's the pressure of like realizing you need to say no, financial pressure of like, well, your kid really, really wants this thing, but, you know, and for some people, like, pressure is probably a lot easier to deal with. And they're just like, well, it's fine, you're getting this, you know? And for some people, there's like a lot of pressure. Like they want their kid to maybe experience what they didn't have or did have. I don't know. When I bring up like the idea of like, okay, how do you handle the pressure? What do you think of? Is there like any tips that you'd give people, or is that something that you've thought through?
Oh yeah. And it's not the fun answer that everybody wants. And it's not the one where they're going to go, that's what I've been looking for forever. it's very mundane. And that is, I mean, especially on the gift side of things, we've come to a couple of different philosophies. First of all, we put a dollar amount on it and say, and we tell them, hey, this is how much we can spend on you this year. And sometimes it's more because it was a good year, and sometimes it's less. And we explain that to them. And then we let them have some say in, hey, here's how I would organize that budget money. And so this year, my son wants a PS5. Okay. And I look on every spot and it's saying like $439 and stuff like that. And I'm like, well, that is nowhere near what you are going to get.
Trade your next five Christmases?
Well, so then we offer them the option, say, hey, we're happy just to give you what we were going to spend on gifts. And if you want to supplement that and buy the PS5, we're happy for that to happen. Mm-hmm. And so to be able to say, hey, how do we tell you that we have some limitations, but before you to get what you are hoping for, and how do we do that creatively? It also teaches them maybe how to organize their own money a little bit so that they're not just going, oh, my kid wants that and I want them to smile. And so I'll spend anything. The second thing, philosophically, not only have we done a budget, but we at Christmas, at least, value experiences over stuff. And so one of the things we buy for the family every couple of years is a pass to like Discovery World, a family pass. And the reason we do that is because it has reciprocal with museums all over the country. So we can go down to Chicago and go to the Museum of Science and Industry and not have to pay anything, and the Field Museum. And so we try to do stuff that says, hey, we spent $120 for a family pass, but now when we go visit relatives in different areas, or if we want to go down to Chicago for a day, now we have options that provide us experiences. And, you know, basketball games are experiences, all these different things that you can say, let's go do something together, creates memories that stuff just can't be put in the place of.
I mean, I think that's so helpful, right? To like frame it within a mind, like, I think specifically, like you mentioned the word, like you have a philosophy, right? So you have a guiding principle. And I think that's a big step. Like, hey, like, I mean, as much as we all love to just kind of like go through and whatever happens, happens, you know what I mean? Like, I think that there is like a tremendous amount of freedom, and it almost like relieves some of the pressure, because it's like, you've said, hey, this is how we decide. And so we don't need to feel the extra external pressures as much, maybe, when those other things happen. That's specifically like with kids and gifts. I know the other, probably maybe the other biggest pressure is like family, right? And maybe that's relatives, or maybe that's trying to figure out, how do you visit everybody if you can? How do you, maybe you have a crazy uncle, all right? Sorry, uncles. Right. It always seems like it's an uncle, right? That's always how the phrase goes. But is there any like things you would advise where like, man, when that family pressure happens, like, here's how we process through it.
Yeah. Boy, it does happen, doesn't it? I think the first thing that I would tell you is, you can't make everybody happy all the time. But you can make everybody happy sometime. And so thinking more broadly than the Christmas season has been helpful, to say, how do I say to somebody, hey, we're going to come down and visit you in October for a weekend, and we're going to hang out and spend some time, but we can't come down during December, because now I get to use my job as a crutch for that one, to say, I really don't have time, all these different things, but you know, busy. You can find your excuse. Yeah. You can find your excuse that's socially acceptable, but being able to say, hey, the goal is that we're together. If we can't do it exactly at the time of year that everybody else is, maybe that's not as big a deal if we continue to say that we value being together. And then know that you're going to get the sigh and the disappointed type of feeling from some folks who you aren't going to their place on Christmas Day. But in the end, you got to figure out, what am I choosing over that? If you're just choosing to sit on your couch by yourself, then maybe you got to realign your priorities. But if you've chosen, hey, our family is going to be together on this day, and we might do a whole lot of nothing, and that's the best thing we can do. But we're going to choose that, get in our rushing to somebody's house that may or may not be ready really for us, and that not everybody in our family is in their home space. We just have a priority to do something different. And so I would tell you, be ready for disappointment, but know what the win is. And then when you get in the middle of the win, take a minute and look around and go, hey, this is the win. We're all here. I mean, we might watch a movie in the same place, but there's noise in the kitchen and somebody's playing a video game and screaming at the screen, and that's a win. And I'm sitting here with my eggnog with the Christmas tree, and I'm very happy.
Yeah. I love just the reminder of like being able to choose what's best, you know? And people may feel pressure about like, oh, having a hard time deciding, but I think that, you know, choosing to be with certain people, or choosing like, that may not be what's best for your family. And I think that's okay, you know, and it's okay sometimes if people are disappointed, because, well, your job is to figure out what's best for our family, not necessarily what's best for them all the time, you know?
Right. And it's a compliment that they're disappointed. If you can look at it like that, is that they actually wanted to spend time with you. It's the one that says, no, please don't go to Christmas at our house. That's when you start to worry.
Well, that was the first half of my conversation with Brody. And I think giving yourself permission to say no, to choose what's best, that's a very helpful principle that Brody talked about. And it's really helpful for dealing with really any busy season, but particularly Christmas. Now, in the second half of our conversation for next week, we're going to talk about, well, how do you stay focused on and remember the real meaning and purpose behind Christmas, which is going to have principles for the Christmas season, but also really any really challenging, busy season that you go through. Now, let me just say thanks again for listening to this episode of the Ridge Podcast, and make sure to follow and subscribe so that you don't miss any hopeful and helpful conversations.
Yeah.